This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Scott Gracie, pitcher for the Lansing Lugnuts. Scott, it's a hot, humid one today. Do you have a favorite temperature you like to pitch in?
Well, I'll definitely take the hot humidity over the cold sleet that we've been kind of getting the last few days. So any time you get some warm weather, I'm in favor of throwing in that.
Do you notice any difference with your pitches depending on what the weather is like?
Not the pitches so much. I just feel you're able to get looser a little bit quicker, you know, and get that good sweat going. So I just prefer that. I don't know about the pitches, though.
I describe you as pitcher, and you're a pitcher for the Lugnuts, but this is a recent thing for you. You were shortstop for quite a while. When did you make that transition?
I was shortstop all through high school, college. You know, I had a few innings in college in relief, and my game, as far as going to the next level, some scouts liked me off the mound. So it was a transition that I had to make, and so far it's still kind of been a learning process, but it's getting there.
What have been the first things that you needed to learn to make it as a pitcher?
I've always seen pitchers and stuff like that, and I just kind of went out on the mound and did what I saw on TV and stuff like that. But just mechanically, I mean, a lot of things I had no clue about before, you know, that's kind of a big part of pitching and being successful. So it's taken me a while, but last couple years, it's getting there.
How about learning different pitches? I guess the fastball grip, you figure that out because you've got to throw a fastball to first base as a shortstop. But how about everything else?
Yeah, command of your secondary pitches is huge. Especially, every level you go up, hitters are a little bit more disciplined, you know, so you have to be able to throw that. So it's definitely just a lot of repetition. And I would say probably my changeup right now is the one that I struggle with the most. So that's kind of my work in progress.
So what do you do in order to get that better? What are you working at with it?
Just a lot of repetition. A lot of flat ground work, work in the bullpen, stuff like that. Towel drills, any little thing that helps out.
You're out of the University of New Mexico, and we're facing the Great Lakes Loons for this series. Who they have guys who are Lobos. How was it to see them back into town after you saw them second series of the year?
Oh, it's always great to see guys you grew up playing with. You know, you get that extra little edge. You know, when one of your former teammates and buddies steps into the box. You know, you want to go out and have your best stuff against them. Unfortunately, I think both of them got two hits off me the first game, and they got two off me yesterday. But we'll take the win any day. So,
how is that when they see, oh, there's Scott on the mound, not playing shortstop?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's a little bit of an adjustment for them too, you know. But we have fun with it, you know. Get to go out to eat afterwards and talk about the game. That's always great.
What was that like for you when you found out that you had been drafted out of the University of New Mexico by the Blue Jays? Where were you?
I was at home with my family, you know, kind of just watching the computer, you know, trying not to go crazy, you know, because, you know, you had been talked about and you thought you would go in certain round. You heard this, heard that. So just kind of relaxing, you know, and then when my name finally went up, just pure joy and happiness.
What was the next step in the process then?
It happened real quick for me. You know, I talked to my agent, talked to the Blue Jays. I think it was probably a matter of about 10 minutes, and I was ready to go, all signed up, everything, paperwork and all that was done, and I think I had about 3 days in Albuquerque, and I was out, so it was quick.
What was your professional debut like?
Nerve-wracking. I still remember I was in the GCL my first year in 08, and it was at the Phillies place. Came in with some runners on base, got two soft line drives, and got out. So it was successful.
Speaking to Scott Gracie here, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler on Classic Hits 92X. Scott, how did you spend the offseason?
You know, the first thing when I go home, I don't even want to think about baseball. You know, I put the balls and bats away for a while, just relax. I'm a big outdoorsman, you know, so we have a cabin, our family cabin up in Colorado. I try to get back there and fish and just relax as much as possible.
And finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing with your life?
Shoot, tough question. I don't know. You know, I obviously got some school to finish up a little bit first, so hopefully I get that degree, and who knows from there. Maybe a fly fisherman guy, something like that. You
degree
know?
In what?
My degree is in communications.
Okay.
So still got about 3 semesters left in that, so working hard for that.
All right. Well, if I can help you out at all with communications, just ask.
I appreciate it.
Scott, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Listen to Lugnuts Baseball and Classic Hits 92X.